Breakfast with Martin Pastner.
I was just saying now, I mean, you may have read all the articles, speculation about it, about mental health and how that could possibly suffer in these times of lockdown across the world, not just here in South Africa. So we have our expert in that field on the show this morning, Dr. Lee. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Martin. I'm good, thank you.
How's the lockdown been for you?
Ups and downs. I've been working very hard and very humbled and privileged to be supporting a lot of people during this time.
Yeah, for me it was tougher in the beginning somehow. I think I adjusted to it and got used to it a bit more. I remember the first couple of weeks I was really anxious all the time. I was like, I kept saying to myself, "This, you really could make this feel like a holiday, but it really doesn't."
Stages. People have been going through stages, which has been really interesting to observe.
And a lot of people are talking about anxiety.
Yes. So I think there's an underlying anxiety throughout all of this because our world is anxious. And what I'm noticing is that people are just in different ways responding to their anxiety with different emotions. There's quite a lot of anger out at the moment too. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of anger, and those are the stages, I guess.
Yes. So, and of course, the biggest one for people to deal with is the anxiety around the future and not having control of our plans, our dreams. And how do we cope with that?
Is it because it's new to all of us? It's not. You've got no frame of reference. None of us have lived through a pandemic.
You're so right. This is a blueprint. And, you know, that's why I think we also have to be so cautious that we don't become even more anxious because we overextend ourselves in terms of looking at data and experts and armchair experts. And, you know, there is just no blueprint, as we know. And it's really about just being able to be with this day, this moment. I find what helps people hugely is to have their gratitude, because there are still so many of us with privilege. And I think a lot of the sadness and the grief is about people who don't. Who are going hungry, and what that brings up for us.
What kind of mental health problems could emerge from this? When people say that, you know, we must be cognizant of the mental health issues that could come from this lockdown and pandemic period, what are we talking about here?
So, Martin, the most obvious one is probably depression. Mm. And so this is a time for ambiguity, and I worry about people actually say they're just good or fine, because yes, you are fine, but you're also feeling something else at the same time. So acknowledging that helps us to stay in touch with our emotions. And I think it's also quite circumstantial. And as you know, there are people in so many different, variations of lockdown. I especially worry about people alone. Interestingly enough, the introverts are coping a lot better because many of them are saying, you know, I'm happy in my castle. But even those people we want to encourage to continue connecting because you can become too safe in your isolation. And that in itself can also lead to some kind of depression.
We've heard this a couple of times. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to accept that you're feeling something different, and that you go through stages of feeling low and anxious.
Yeah.
When does it become a problem, though? Are there people that went into this pretty well adjusted and could leave this whole experience not coping at all, being slightly maladjusted?
I think certainly that is a danger, but I do believe maybe because I'm an optimist deep down and because I had so much hope and faith for our recovery from this, that I think people would be able to reset themselves. I'm also seeing on the positive side, Martin, people are using this time to really reflect on their values, on what really means, has meaning for them in life. Even some people I'm speaking to are thinking about career changes.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've come to a realization of sorts.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Are there danger signs? I mean, you know, that you, after this is over, that that you need to adhere to and maybe go and seek some counseling or just sit down with a therapist. What would you say are the signs to look out for, not only within yourself, but maybe, you know, in someone else that you've been in lockdown with?
Yes, I think the sort of the obvious signs to note is, you know, people who are, for example, potentially also, you know, doing some kind of addiction, because this brings up, you know, those issues for people. Sleeplessness, any kind of behavior that is extreme is a sign that somebody needs additional help. And yes, you know, so I think it's more typically people who were fairly vulnerable. And as we know, you know, in the society that we live in, a lot of people are challenged. So to watch out for those sort of extreme behaviors or withdrawals, extreme withdrawal. And those are people who do need to seek some kind of professional help.
If you could leave us with some parting words, you know, people are sleeping badly, people are anxious, people are feeling low, they are scared. What would be your words of advice to them? Moving forward and looking forward?
So, very simply, become mindful of what you listen to, where you put your thoughts, be aware of your emotions, name them, and speak to a trusted other. For all of us, we can be each other's listeners, and that's the most important thing. Just to listen to the people around us without judgment, without comment, without giving advice. Just pure attention. So speak about what you're feeling.
Don't just hear them.
Yes, sorry, Martin.
No, I was going to say, don't just hear them thinking of what you're going to say next. Listen to them.
Exactly. And that is a lovely practice for us at the moment. Your body is so important because your body is a thermometer of what you're feeling. And so obviously move, breathe, and relax. All of those physical awarenesses help us so much with what's going on in our head and in our hearts. And then lastly, whatever your spiritual or religious practice is, be with yourself in some contemplation. Maybe try and journal, write down what you've been dreaming, so that you also use this period, so that when we all come through it, that in some way hopefully we'll be a little bit more wise and just less reactionary to our world.
Super. Thanks for the chat, Dr. Lee. Good to hear your voice again. Take care.
It's lovely. Lovely chatting, Martin. Take care, hey. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye. Dr. Lee there. And we'll podcast that if you want to listen to it again or share it with someone that should hear it on jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda.